6. The sinking dollar also has an upside. The once all-powerful dollar isn't doing a Titanic against just the pound. It is sitting at a record low against the euro and at a 30-year low against the Canadian dollar. Even the Argentine peso and Brazilian real are thriving against the dollar. The weak dollar is a source of humiliation, for a nation's self-esteem rests in part on the strength of its currency. It's also a potential economic problem, since a declining dollar makes imported food more expensive and exerts upward pressure on interest rates. And yet there are substantial sectors of the vast U.S. economy, from giant companies like Coca-Cola to mom-and-pop restaurant operators in Miami, for which the weak dollar is most excellent news. Many Europeans may view the U.S. as an arrogant superpower that has become hostile to foreigners. But nothing makes people think more warmly of the U.S. than a weak dollar. Through April, the total number of visitors from abroad was up 6.8% from last year. Should the trend continue, the number of tourists this year will finally top the 2000 peak? The money tourists spend helps decrease our chronic trade deficit. So do exports, which, thanks in part to the weak dollar, soared 11% between May 2006 and May 2007. For the first 5 months of 2007, the trade deficit actually fell 7% from 2006. If you own shares in large American corporations, you're a winner in the weak dollar gamble. Last week, Coca-Cola's stock bubbled to a 5-year high after it reported a fantastic quarter. Foreign sales accounted for 65% of Coke's beverage business. Other American companies profiting from this trend include McDonald's and IBM.